It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. I'm John Moe. 15% of global internet traffic was suddenly rerouted through China for 18 minutes. Happened last April. The Chinese government says it was an accident. The incident is detailed in an annual report released today by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, which was created by Congress. Dmitry Alperovich is with the security company McAfee. He says the idea that one country can take control of all that traffic is less surprising when you consider how the internet is set up. It's built on trust.
So when you try to send your data to a particular destination, what actually happens is that your data is passed off as a sort of hot potato from one telecommunications company, large or small, to another. And the way these telecommunications companies know how to ultimately reach the destination where your data needs to go is because they tell each other that they're the best way to get to a particular destination. And what happened here in this particular case was that we had a major government ISP in China, China Telecom, that basically said that they're the best way to reach about 15% of the world's destinations. And those destinations included much of the U.S. government, military and civilian networks, many of the same networks in the U.K., in Australia, India, South Korea, and a number of commercial companies as well, companies like Dell, Microsoft, Yahoo, and others. And what was unusual about this particular case is when these mistakes have happened in the past, usually you notice it because your communication links breaks.
In this case, there was no lag. Traffic flowed normally. What happened to that data in China? No way to know. And whether or not it's encrypted may not matter. Various authorities around the world are able to look at encrypted information. Again, Dmitry Alperovich.
Those are major company providers like VeriSign and others, but there are a number of government organizations inside there, and one of those government organizations is actually a Chinese ministry. There are a number of Defense Department organizations in there, Turkish, UK, and others. But essentially what that means is that any one of these organizations has the capability to decrypt traffic when they're seeing all the data flow through them.
But any country that can intercept information can also be intercepted. Amit Yoran is CEO of the security company NetWitness.
There is a certain amount of comfort in the fact that the vulnerability is universal and that the economies are so closely intertwined. That said, you risk scenarios where the internet becomes fractionalized. So because of the threatening posture between nations or between economic rivals, we could see scenarios, which are not very difficult to do technically, where other major carriers decide we're no longer going to pass routes to and from China Telecom, as an example, or British Telecom or AT&T. And what effectively happens is you could create scenarios where parts of this global meshed infrastructure are now unreachable to one another, or perhaps worse yet, they're reachable but only through certain paths which are controlled in ways which consumers aren't otherwise aware.
So what now? Dmitry Alperovich says we need a new internet. This one's busted. Rebuild the architecture from the ground up. Amit Yoran says even the slightest change would be very hard and take a very long time. Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Microsoft says the Kinect motion sensing video game interface has sold 1 million units in its first 10 days. For perspective, it took the wildly popular iPad about a month to reach that figure. Microsoft says if you want one by the holidays, buy it this week. By now you know the Beatles are available on iTunes, which means you can finally hear that band, assuming that you don't know how CDs work and have never listened to the radio. Still, the waiting continues for other artists holding out. Here are other musicians not on iTunes.
The thunder rolls.
Just take those.
AC/DC, Kid Rock, Def Leppard, Garth Brooks, and Bob Seger. I guess today's downloads ain't got the same soul. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.